She remembered that her boots had been cut away. Socks she had, but she couldn't walk far in winter with socks alone. Standing, she realized that she was lower than the surrounding ground, in a broad ditch or depression. The slope showed dimly in the fog. She took a couple of stiff steps toward it, glad to find she could walk at all. Something dark showed on the ground nearby. She stumbled that way and nearly fell over the corpse. It lay crumpled on the ground, already cold, the face like gray stone in that uncanny light. Puck stared, shaken out of her uncertain calm. Surely she should know that face. A light wind wandered through the depression, robbing her of the little warmth she'd made and stirring the dead woman's black hair. Bara. The corpse wore red, bright even in that light, a red cloak, red tunic, over black trousers and boots. The hand still held a sword. Gingerly, Pox turned the stiff body over, wincing at her own pain. A dagger hilt stood out in its chest, another in the neck. Frozen blood darkened the tunic. Pox swallowed a rock of ice in her throat. She looked at the ground. All around, the snow was scuffed and torn, stained with dirt and blood both. She touched the dagger hilts, lightly, then the sides of her own cloak. She found the thin leather sheaths where those daggers would fit. She shuddered. No memory returned to guide her. Had she thrown those knives and killed the one who had come to aid her? But she could not believe that Bara had had that intent. Had she fought Bara? But then where had the cloak come from and the food? A trick of the wind brought her the sound of footsteps. She froze, crouching beside the corpse. The footsteps came nearer. The steady stride of someone certain of the way and unafraid. Then a soft whistle, decorating a child's tomb with little arabesques. Then the quick scramble down the slope, and she could see a shape looming in the fog. It moved to where she had been and called softly. Pox? Hell's wits. She's gone. And she can't have gone far. Pox tried to speak, but made a harsh croak instead. At that, the shape came near, a tall man in black. He carried a couple of sacks. There you are. I dare say you don't remember me. Arvid Semonson? But Pox had already remembered the debonair swordsman in Brewersbridge, who claimed to be on business for the Thieves' Guild. She nodded. He came nearer. Are you sure you should be walking around? His voice was less assured than she remembered, almost tentative. Pox shrugged.
I can stand. I can't lie there forever.
It sounded harsh, even to her, but she could not think what else to say. If she was alive, she had work to do. Arvid nodded, but his eyes didn't quite meet hers, traveled down her arms toward her hands.
I am glad, lady, to see you so well, but...
He held out a sack and jug.
I think you need more food and drink before you travel, if that is your intent.
Pox reached for the jug, and he flinched slightly as her hand touched his, almost dropping it into her hands. She glanced at his face. She felt no evil in him, but he was certainly nervous around her. Again, his eyes slid away from hers, flicking from her brow to her hands to her feet in their rumpled gray socks. She uncorked the jug and sipped, watered wine that eased her throat. Then, seeking a way to relax him, she nodded at Bara's corpse.
Can you tell me what happened?
It's a long story, lady, and you may not wish to hear all of it, but the short is that she bargained for you to have the right to kill you, and they agreed.